What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't find nothing on the radio. Y'all turn to that station.
Radio you can touch.
This is The Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
We'll talk a lot today as soon as Jeff is capable.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Jeff Lutz.
You're not making any sense.
Oh, that's true.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Are you ready? Let's go!
Welcome back, everyone. Hour number two of the Bob and Jeff Show on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, here to co-host Max Power, producing and engineering the show. 869-1240. That is the IHOP hotline. So we got an hour to go. We'll do a Bob and Jeff draft. We also have tickets to give away to the NBC World Series. So take advantage of that. All you have to do is text STRIKE to 20357 to become eligible to win tickets to the NBC World Series, which begins later in the month, as does the TBT. So we're on the cusp of some big things.
A lot of big stuff going on.
Not there yet.
Not quite.
What'd you come up with a category?
We're going to go with dog names. You wanted to do names, we're going to go dog names.
Dog names, huh?
Yeah.
Why is that less weird than girl or boy names?
I think for obvious reasons.
What's weird about it?
It's just weird. It's just weird.
Everybody who has a kid names a kid.
Yeah, but we're going to go best names for
names.
Okay, well, we're doing dog names. It's a nice little compromise for everybody.
Cody would be one of my names.
Well, you'd lose.
Not
why?
Necessarily.
What do you come up with?
Oh, I don't know.
You
I
don't
like
think
the
that's
name
weird?
Cody.
You don't think that's weird to say, hey, it's random. I like the name Cody.
I don't know. Cody doesn't seem to get the respect it once did.
I didn't know many Codys.
Cody Rhodes. Cody.
Is that why you like the name Cody? Because of Cody Rhodes?
Cody Rhodes is a great name. Cody Rhodes, it's sounds good.
What about Cody Runnels, which is his actual name?
Not as good. But Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, it's good.
All day long. Alliteration's a key to a name. Bob Lutz, not there for me.
Why didn't you give me some alliteration?
What would I, Louis Lutz?
Lucas or something?
Lucas Lutz? Oh, that sounds just awful.
Why?
Lionel Lutz.
That's awful.
Larry Lutz. Lawrence Lutz.
Latavius.
There's nothing to do with Lutz. You can't pretty it up. It's just there. It's a one-syllable, right-in-your-face name that you really, you can't do anything with it.
You can get a tattoo.
I don't care about your tattoo.
You don't like my tattoo?
No, no, I didn't say that. I said I don't care about your tattoo.
But artistically, what do you think of that?
I don't care. I really haven't even looked at it.
Well, check it out.
I don't. Tattoos don't interest me, and I don't know when they started interesting you.
Long ago.
Or started to interest you. I don't understand it.
I like them.
I don't know. What do you think? What do you think it portrays?
It's just a way to express yourself.
Can't you express yourself in many other meaningful ways?
Who says it's not meaningful?
I do.
Well, that's your interpretation. Mine would be different. See, we don't project.
I've never even known anyone who tattooed. Well, that's not true. I've never had a friend who got a tattoo.
Never?
No, I don't think so.
Not a single friend of yours.
Not that I grew up with.
Has a tattoo.
Nobody from my derby life.
Really?
Not well, that I'm aware of.
Tattoos aren't really your generation.
What do you mean?
I don't think boomers are tattoo folks.
Of course they are. They're the ones who actually.
Yeah, they do dumb tattoos.
What's a dumb tattoo?
It's something around your arm or a heart with mom and the arrow through it. Just the stuff that doesn't really mean anything.
Well, none of that means anything. I couldn't tell you anything that means.
Well, I could.
Isn't
it all
that
just
the point? A bunch of Just a bunch of images.
Yeah, and it's colorful and it's nice. Are we going to have to watch the Cardinals the rest of the
show? What are you going to do when you're 70 when you have those? And your skin begins to, deteriorate and it's just going to be so ugly.
Really?
Yeah.
What a dumb thing to say, I think.
Well, I mean, everybody who gets a tattoo should think about that.
That takes nothing into account. If my skin's ugly, it's going to be ugly regardless of whether I have a tattoo on it or not.
The tattoos will deteriorate and there'll be all kinds of, you know.
Well, then that'll happen.
Well, I wish you the best.
But for now, I'm going to enjoy it.
Good.
Thank you.
I don't sense that you're... Well, maybe you're enjoying it.
Why wouldn't I be? I have 8.
I guess you're enjoying it.
I don't know.
There's so many other things in life to enjoy, but tattoos, if...
That guy's got one of the pitcher for the Nationals. There's something must speak to us about tattoos.
You do what you can, right?
Yeah, just go through life and live life. Who really cares how you do it if you're not bothering anybody else?
Everybody has their own thing.
Correct.
Dan Hurley, 6 years, $50 million to coach UConn. Could have made more with the Lakers.
Quite a bit.
Likes to be in the college game. Very wealthy no matter what. I believe that's the highest paid college coach, although I'm not 100% sure on that one.
You don't think anybody's...
Bill Self might make more. Let's get to Bob, who's holding on the IHOP hotline.
Is this future Bob?
Hello, Bob.
Yeah, it's future Bob.
Future Bob! Thanks for calling back.
Hey, I was wondering if you guys saw the preseason rankings of football for the Big 12.
I did see those. I glanced at them. I don't really ever get too much into preseason rankings. But the Big 12 is going to be all over the place depending on who's doing the rankings. There's not going to be a consensus about who's a favorite in the Big 12. There's 4 to 5 teams who could actually be in that position.
Yeah. I think I saw it was Utah favored to win it, the Utes. I believe.
Not a big surprise. I think, again, there are a lot of teams that could potentially win it. If you look at KU's schedule, at least on paper as of right now, it does not look incredibly difficult. So KU should be a trendy pick.
Utah, K-State, Oklahoma State, Kansas, Arizona, Iowa State, your top 6. Arizona, not Arizona State. I said Iowa State. I think you could get, I think those top 5 are all viable. I'm not sure about Iowa State. And there'll be somebody from lower that exceeds expectations. And there'll be one of those 5 teams that don't meet expectations.
Yeah. Well, I think KU preseason was 4th. I hope their quarterback, if he would stay, boy, he's been hurt these last couple seasons, but, boy, I think they can really make a move if he stays healthy.
I completely agree. Bob, thank you. We appreciate hearing from you.
Okay, take care.
All right.
So what do you think of Bob's call?
I like Bob.
Well, you would. That's
I like
you,
that catch by Michael Ciani better.
That's you in 15 years.
What do you mean?
We've already had this.
Explain what you mean about that.
That's just a guy who's going to sit. You're just going to sit around, maybe call a sports show, and what do you think about the Big 12 this year, fellas?
That's what I'm going to do.
I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what you think of me. That I'm just going to sit around and call a sports show.
Well, that's what Bob does. Are you insulting Bob?
That's what you think I'm going to do.
Are you insulting
No, I'm asking
you, Bob.
You really think that's what I'm going to do?
I don't know. Are you? What will you do at 84?
You just said it.
Yeah, I think that's what you're going to do.
Okay. Well, go on the record. Don't hide.
Nobody's hiding.
Don't hide from it.
You're the one, kind of taking it seriously.
Not taking anything serious.
You seem to get upset about that.
I just don't like making light of our callers.
Oh, he enjoys it. He keeps calling.
I don't like it.
I'm not making light of our callers.
A caller. what's the word I'm looking for?
Advocate.
If you take the time to call this show, you're going to be treated by me.
I think I treated Bob great.
I'm not going to call you Future Bob.
He said it's Future Bob.
Yeah, to get you off his back.
You know what? Playing along is a lot better than getting upset.
Bob, and I'll never call him Future Bob, but Bob, thank you for the call.
Thanks, Future Bob, for the call.
I'll tell you right now, he doesn't like that.
He does, too.
Max, the next time Bob calls, I want a full inventory of what he thinks about that.
Or he could just call back right now and tell Max and have Max pass
Bob,
along.
Call Max and tell him. You don't have to come on the air. Tell him your thoughts about being tagged as Future Bob by one of the hosts of this show. You don't have to talk for long. Do you like it? Do you not like it? Do you feel like it shows you respect? I'm curious to know.
He got glossed.
I'm not Jim Rome around here.
You can't.
I run a radio show in which all callers are respected.
Really?
And
well, that's nice.
That's what I do.
That's sweet.
And you can't point out a time in my life
never.
Where I haven't.
Never.
No, give me one.
Never.
Give me one.
That has
right
never
now.
Happened.
Give me one where
I've... You know what? It's amazing. I do not have a full call log and your responses to each call that's ever
but
been
you
made.
Have an you'd have an example, wouldn't
no,
you?
No, I don't think I would. That doesn't sound reasonable or feasible.
Well, that bodes well for me and my assertion that I'm always good to call.
Or maybe you're so often not good to callers that those are the ones that kind of run together. Maybe we need an example of you being nice to somebody.
Max, has Bob called back? Okay, well, maybe
he
won't.
Like it.
Maybe he won't, maybe he will. We'll just have to wait and see. All right, we're going to do a Bob and Jeff draft. It's going to be dog names. Max, do you own a dog?
His cats.
I own two.
Really?
Two dogs. What are their names?
Two dogs, two cats.
What are the dogs'
Madden
names?
Callie.
All right. That's a good one. You know, these are just going to be, I don't know, if you go with stereotypical dog names.
Well, you can do that, or you can come up with...
I named a dog Scipio once.
Well, then maybe
after
that'll be
who?
On...
You ask?
Yeah.
Former big league pitcher Scipio Spinks, I was a huge fan of him when he came through here to pitch against the Arrows for Oklahoma City at the time. And he later became a Cardinal. And I believe, now he's passed away, I believe we interviewed him on Sports Daily back in the day.
Very possible.
And I shared that story with him. Naming a dog, Scipio.
You think he took that?
I think he loved it.
Okay, well then, I don't know why Future Bob should be a problem.
All right, we'll be back. The Bob and Jeff draft. On a Monday edition tomorrow, right now, tentatively, it's Jeff and Jason Duda. Thursday and Friday, both three-man booth days. Back in a minute.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
All right, time for the Bob and Jeff draft here on our show. We do this most Mondays. We each pick eight in a particular category. We like to compete, so the best list gets bragging rights for the week. I tend to win these more often than not.
Sure.
And we're going to go today with...
What do you, one of your last six?
Dogs' names. Flip the coin.
Call it.
Heads.
Heads.
I'll let you go first.
All right, I'm going to take, these are all just like personal tastes, so I'm going to take Roscoe.
Roscoe?
I think that's a good name.
Here, Roscoe. I can't stand it.
You don't have to like it.
It indicates a brusqueness, a toughness that I don't want in a dog. I will go with...
Dog can be whatever it wants to be.
I'll go with Jack.
Come here, Jack.
I love the name Jack. And my second one will be... boy, it gets tougher now. In honor of our friend at KNSS, Teddy.
Really?
Jack and Teddy.
Has there ever been a dog named Teddy?
I may just stick to presidents' names.
No, we've never had a Jack.
John F. Kennedy.
Mm.
Next.
I don't think that counts. I'm going to go with Scout. I enjoy Scout.
Not bad, but...
And I'm going to also go with Milo.
All right, dog's name's the category. We're each picking eight. I am going to go with another president. Kind of like the name Charlie. Charles.
All right, I don't know, have we had a Charlie?
Haven't we?
I don't think so.
Yeah, maybe we haven't. Surely we have.
I don't think so.
Charles.
Yeah, I don't. Nope.
Well, there certainly should be a president.
There should
named
now.
Charles. Next, I'll go with Misty. I can't avoid Misty.
Why wasn't she your first pick?
Misty, that's where are you?
Kind of embarrassing. I'll go with...
Well, here's the thing. Misty's a rescue dog, so we didn't have the opportunity to name her.
I understand that.
But we've grown to obviously love the name Misty, and so she's on my list.
I'm going to go with Baxter.
Baxter. Never in all my years have I known a dog named Baxter.
Well, you haven't known many dogs then. And I'll go with Coco. It's a good little
Coco.
List. It's a good little list I'm putting together.
I'll go in honor of our great producer, Max. Max. Here, Max. I mean, how could you not love that?
For a guy who doesn't like toughness or roughness, Jack.
And in honor
Max.
Of one of my favorite wrestlers of all time. The handsome one, Harley.
Ever been a dog named Harley?
Jack, Teddy, Charlie, Misty, Max, and Harley. I don't know how you're going to beat that.
By being better. I'll go with Marley.
Marley. People will think of Marley and me, and
yeah,
they'll,
that's
never,
only the
they'll never vote for that.
Only the most famous dog movie ever to come out. But yeah, that's why would they want to think of that one?
Because it was a horrific movie.
Then don't watch it.
Emotionally wrecked me. Next. Now you've turned the whole thing off.
That a dog lived a long life with a great family. And I mean, I don't know what's so sad. I mean, I understand. I'm going to go with Zeke.
What do I have? Two more here. In honor of my good friend Maggie and Wayne, they have a current dog named Cooper. I like that name. And to get another girl name in there, I'm going to pick Daisy. And my list is complete.
It's a good one. I'm going to go... I think I'll go Curly to round this out.
All right.
Pretty good list.
my list, Jack, Teddy, Charlie, Misty, Max, Harley, Cooper, and Daisy. I'm honoring a lot of my friends and acquaintances with my list.
We'll go for that.
What's yours?
Roscoe, Scout, Milo, Baxter, Coco, Marley, Zeke, and Curly.
Let's bring in our producer engineer for sake of one of the dogs I picked. Not that I expected that to have an effect on
of course you
how
did.
He would vote. But I did pick Max as one of my names. Let's bring in Max. Max, what do you think?
Hold on, Max. Before you...
This guy, Michael Ciani, by the way, before... It's just amazing how many catches he makes.
Before you begin,
what's
Max...
that catch?
His dog left while he was naming dogs. If that plays into the list at all.
First of all, Bob, Marley and me was sad, but... Did you ever see A Dog's Life?
Oh. Yes, and I shouldn't have seen
ever,
that either.
Yes, don't ever watch... Burn all copies of that movie. Oh, my God.
It just too much for me. So what do you think, Max?
It's best to see what Twitter says. I don't know. I kind of like Jeff's list a little better. He has more. Like, I like Zeke and Curly.
Well, I'll never name anything after you, Max.
Big.
In fact,
you know, see, he turned
name
on
something
you
at the Stooges.
Right after he said he didn't care.
You know.
In fact,
it's impossible.
Can I fire you?
It's impossible. Please. It's impossible to pick out of these lists.
Of course it's impossible, but that's the beauty of the Bob and Jeff draft. We'll see what the Twitter followers come up with, at Bob Lutz. If you want to get involved, go to twitter.com or whatever that other name is, .com. And you can cast your vote in the latest Bob and Jeff draft. If I had a dog, the only names that Jeff mentioned that I would consider would be Scout and Zeke.
You don't want a dog named Milo? How cool is that?
Those are the only two I'd even consider.
Okay.
How many of mine would you consider?
Probably all of them.
Thank you.
Because they're all good dog names.
Well, there you go.
Dogs are cool. Cats are cool. Pets are cool. We shouldn't eliminate any name. We should get to know them
a little bit. There's your winner, as Jeff just stated. So we had the All-Star picks. We briefly talked about that. In our number one, the Royals with four, including two of their starters, Cole Reagan, Seth Lugo, Bobby Witt Jr., and Salvador Perez. So well represented in the All-Star game of the Kansas City Royals, who have not been playing as well of late.
Not at all. They had a good stretch against the Guardians, unfortunately for me, but I think they're like 6-16 or 7-16 in their last 22, 23 games. So it hasn't been going super
great.
They
built up enough capital to get four All-Stars.
Yeah, and they're not.
Salvador Perez has been struggling. Bobby Witt's kept it pretty steady, as have the two pitchers.
Right, they're never going to be a team that you look at as really suffering too much because of their pitching. But yeah, I'm sure they want the offense to start getting better. They looked like they were doing that again against the Guardians, but haven't sustained it before or since.
Well, the Guardians got to get some starting pitching.
It wouldn't hurt.
And I thought they had all this starting pitching. That's all you told me about before the season started.
I don't think that's what happened, considering Bieber's out for the year.
Wasn't there a time that this team looked set up for starting pitching?
Yeah, it hasn't really worked out that way, necessarily. But you had three rookies come up last year.
That's the problem with pitching.
You had three rookies come up last year who did well. Gavin Williams made his first start last week. Logan Allen is in AAA, and Tanner Bibee is doing pretty well. McKenzie is in AAA. Bieber's hurt.
We'll see. I don't put a lot of stock in their pitching.
Well, that's fine. They have the best record in the American League, so they're the other portions of their game must be stupendous. Well,
they've hit better than anybody could have imagined.
Anybody?
I'll give them that. And when are you gonna tout this Stephen Vogt guy? You never say a word about him.
I think this past weekend was just them setting our fans up for him to go to the Giants whenever Bob Melvin steps away.
Well, why do you say that? Where's that insecurity come from?
Oh, he grew up a Giants fan. He loves Bob Melvin. He was his mentor. He lives on the West Coast. We're losing him. Hopefully we can get a good 4 or 5 years out of the kid before he bails on us.
Well, you better hope he doesn't go after this year.
He's not going anywhere after this year.
Bob Melvin may decide, this isn't for me anymore.
We molded Stephen Vogt. He owes us.
Well, we'll see.
Some degree of loyalty.
Some degree.
But, you never know how long he's going to stay.
Maybe he'll want to be there.
He's apparently a natural at the position of manager.
Well, we'll see. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Oliver Marmol won 93 games his first year. Now, I happen to think he's a good manager. You've never heard me complain about him.
Why not?
Because I think he's a good manager. I think he had a learning curve. I think he mishandled Wilson Contreras last year. But they've mended that. And I think what he's doing with this team this year, they have the third worst run differential in the National League. And they're 5 games over 500. And he's managed the bullpen well. I hope he doesn't burn it out.
I'm
pleased right now.
Well, good.
Still not a John Mozeliak fan. Still critical of him.
Well, he's got some work to do this month as well.
We'll see. We'll see what the Cardinals can pull off. They've been historically pretty good at the trade deadline.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Adding the pieces that they need.
Pretty good. They don't really go make the big, big splash. 2 years ago, it was Quintana and John Lester. And I was livid.
No, that wasn't 2 years ago.
Yeah, it was.
It was Happ and Lester, for one. I don't think...
Oh, yeah, that was 3 years ago. It was Quintana and Montgomery. And I wasn't livid then. I was pretty happy.
Yeah.
And those were two good ones. But Lester and Happ the year before, I couldn't have been more upset.
And they worked pretty well. Okay. Yeah, you got the last gasp of John Lester's career, basically.
And we'll see what they do this year. They could certainly add a pitcher. Got to.
Andre Pallante has been a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, but they still need help. Lance Lynn's showing signs of wearing down. I like Gibson. Sonny Gray's been... I said this early in the year, and Cardinals fans came after me. I said Sonny Gray is an ideal number two starter on a really good team. And boy, they just attacked me. And then Sonny Gray went on a run where he was outstanding. And I'm thinking to myself, maybe I missed that one. But he's pitched like a number two starter.
Well, number two starters do have
number
runs.
Number two starters are very valuable.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah, ours has been lively.
Yeah, that's scary.
A little bit.
Well, that's very scary.
I know.
Ours is Kyle Gibson.
That's why we're trying to improve.
Kyle Gibson's been better than I could have imagined. But I don't know how
lively.
I don't know how much faith I have. Meanwhile, the Royals number one and two are Lugo and Reagans, and number three is Singer. They've got a top three that could go into any playoff series and be dangerous. They just got to get some hitting.
Well, they got to get to the playoffs.
I wouldn't want to play him.
Well, you wouldn't want
a wild card game with Cole Reagans? No.
There's no wild card game anymore. It's a best of three, but your point still...
I don't want to play him.
Your point still stands. What if you're playing the Red Sox and they got Crawford and...
Yeah, bring them on.
Houck.
Bring them on. Who's their third?
I don't know.
Right. They don't have nearly what the Royals
have. Brian Bello, he's pretty good.
He's okay. They're not the Royals.
No, but
I'd put
they hit way
the
better than the Royals.
Five. at the top of their rotation.
I don't think anyone would argue with that.
Let's look at that.
Let's hit Royals.
I'll tell you who the top five are, if you're interested.
I mean, I'm interested. Why don't you rattle that off the top of your head and then see?
Well, I will rattle it off. Be the Phillies would certainly be there.
Yeah, they're deep. They go deeper than the top.
I believe the Orioles would be there. I believe the Mariners would be there. I believe the Royals would be there. And, boy, it gets tough after that. Dodgers? Who's that fifth team?
Could be the Dodgers.
You know who it might be, crazy as it sounds? Now, Jared Jones just went on the disabled list. But with Skeens, Jones, and Keller, the Pirates.
It's not bad.
Might be that fifth team.
Another team.
I don't want to deal with them the next 5 years, I'll tell you that right now.
If they can find some offense.
They will.
They've tried. Hasn't really worked out so far.
They will. They scare me. The Reds scare me to some degree. Although they've taken a step back due to injuries.
And no pitching. Really, I mean, their pitching's okay.
They scare me on pitching, too. With Hunter Green and Ashcroft and who's that other cat?
Abbott. Lodolo.
They got guys.
Sure.
Not sure. Yes, sir.
Sure.
No, yes, sir.
They'll be all right.
They scare me. But I think I came up with a pretty good top five.
Not bad.
And I said this last week on the show, Arizona's worth keeping an eye on with their pitching.
If the White Sox had a third, even as the worst team in baseball.
Fetty's okay.
Fetty's really good.
No, he's not really
good.
Yes,
he is.
He's good.
No.
No, he's not really good.
Yes, he is. Look at the numbers.
There's a rare side, a Paul Goldschmidt home run. Thank you, Paulie. Now we're getting it going. Eric Fetty is a good pitcher.
He is really good.
I don't know how you can say that. There's just no way that you can give me Eric Fetty as being
four win pitcher already. Four wins above replacement. 94 strikeouts.
He's 6-3 with a 3.13.
Yeah, for the worst team in baseball. I'll take that.
He's a good pitcher.
He's really good.
No.
Yeah, he is.
Didn't make the All-Star team.
Well, they had one All-Star.
Only really good pitchers make the All-Star.
That's not true. Hunter Gattis didn't make it.
No,
best bullpen in baseball, we got our closer. That's it.
Well, good luck. Good luck to you. Well, that's all you need. I got my closer in.
Well, I hope we get to face him. Hope it's what's his name, Helsley Kwan, with the game on the line.
We'll blow him away. He'll be lucky to get his bat to the ball. Be lucky to make contact. I'll just put it that way.
He only makes contact every time he swings.
Yeah, not against Ryan Helsley.
Against everybody.
I love Ryan Helsley.
Good, you should.
And
he's
I'm glad the Cardinals are playing better. It's good for me. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's much better for me because I put so much stock into baseball. And I'm so loyal to the game. And if there's a more deserving person out here in American society that needs their team to be at least watchable.
There's plenty more deserving people.
It's me.
I don't think so.
My wife would disagree with
you. You're not
me.
Even the most deserving person in this room.
My wife would very strongly disagree with you.
Well, that's good that
you.
She loves you. I would
I'm
be
just
concerned
a happier
if she
person.
Didn't.
I'm looking forward to this period of time now after the League 42 season, which, by the way, ends tonight at McAdams Park. We have two championship games. I'll be coaching in one of them on the West Field at 6:30 if you're so inclined to come by. Looking forward to it. But anyway, after tonight, I'll be able to watch more live baseball rather than coming home and catching the highlights.
Nothing wrong with it.
Lars Nootbaar back for the Cardinals. Were you aware of that?
Nope, I was not.
Just lined a shot up the middle. So,
welcome
yeah.
Welcome back, Lars.
Huh?
Welcome back, Lars.
Well, he gets hurt a lot. So how long can he be healthy? That's the question.
Hopefully a long time for your sake.
You don't care.
For your sake.
You don't care a thing about the Cardinals anymore.
That's accurate, but I care for your sake.
Which is sad. All right, tomorrow on the show, I think it'll be Jeff and Duda. I think I need a day.
Well, why don't you just let me know for sure?
Yeah, I'll let you know later.
Thank you.
That looks like the lineup for tomorrow. I'll be back on Wednesday. I look forward to it. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you then.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.